Hello, everybody. Welcome to the latest episode of T-Bird Talk.
Join us as we explore the world of Circle Public Schools, sharing inspiring stories, delving into the inner workings of our district, exploring innovative education, and celebrating the achievements of our students and educators.
Whether you're a student, parent, educator, or just passionate about education, T-Bird Talk is your go-to source for community conversations and behind-the-scenes insights. Get ready for a journey into the heart of Circle Public Schools, where excellence meets innovation. I'm Superintendent Don Potter.
And I'm Sarah Potter, Director of Community Relations and Development. Today, Mr. Potter's here with CHS students Carly, Chandler, Nick, and Ayrton.
Welcome, guys. Thank you for being here. I'm really excited, as always, to have a conversation and hang around students. That's the passion of my job. And so I appreciate you guys being here today. So can each of you go around and introduce yourself and share what grade you're in and what do you participate in, band, choir, or both?
Okay, I guess I'll start. So my name is Jenna Tripp, and I am a senior at Circle High School, and I am in the band and the jazz band.
My name is Aaron Borman. I'm a junior at Circle High School, and I'm in jazz band and acapella and madrigal.
I'm Carly Goldsmith, and I am a senior at the high school, and I'm involved in band, acapella, and madrigals.
My name is Nick. I'm a senior at the high school, and I'm involved in band and jazz band.
Very good. And all of you have been in band and or choir your entire four-year career?
Yes.
Or your career in high school. Not all of you are seniors. I get that. So let's talk about what are your favorite memories around band or choir? I mean, select a memory that really stands out to you that you would like to share with us today.
So I guess I'll start us off. My freshman year, we always go on these trips to K-State for a competition to see if we can get, like, to see how good we've done that season. And I remember it was just so cold, and I had not prepared at all. I was in, like, a cow pajama outfit. It was terrible, and I was freezing, and then we performed, and I was still cold, and Nick, I think it was either you or Colton had a blanket.
I was cold.
And I was saved from the cold. and I just remember that, because it was like, oh, it's not that cold anymore. It's okay. I can actually, like, enjoy the performances.
I remember it was so cold. I do a lot of stuff outside of Circle through band with Northerns being able to send me certain places. And probably one of my greatest experiences has been doing KMEA State 1-2-3-4A band the last 4 years. So it's always just a good experience to get to work with someone that's, like, nationally known throughout the whole country and just that is able to teach us music. And I think it's a really great opportunity that Circle allows us to do all these outside of school things that helped me grow as a person too.
I would say that my favorite memory would be in jazz band. We would sometimes go to Townies Mall and we would play Christmas songs for a lot of people there, and it was just nice being able to play for the community and not just for the school.
I'll share a choir memory. One of my favorite ones was last year we did this thing called the choir games, and it was this really fun just event where, like, kind of how everybody got a different name of somebody in the group, and then your job was outside of school to go and find them and then get them out of the game. And so, I don't know, it was just really fun. It was a fun way that all of us connected and bonded. So
that's great. And that kind of leads me into the next question, and I'll kind of have you continue with this, Carly, but how would you describe the community or the family type vibe within the program?
I would definitely say probably very, like, fun but professional. So obviously, like, we know that there's a time to have a lot of fun, and it's definitely like a family, but there's also a time when we need to get stuff done, especially when it gets closer to, like, contest season or just kind of that idea of, like, performances and stuff, to be able to lock in and learn a lot of our stuff.
That's great. Nick, what do you think?
So I would say it's definitely more of a laid-back setting. Still, there's an expectation to try your hardest and do well, but also that it's not going to be so much work that it's not fun anymore. You know, it's a perfect balance of each.
I'll kind of piggyback off of what Carly said, but her and I were drum majors this last marching band season, and we definitely focused on making the community in the band a very positive, joyful, everyone friendly kind of environment. And so I definitely agree with her that there was a lot of work and we had to lock in and learn, but we had so much fun, and it was just such a great opportunity to be able to watch all of the freshmen through even the seniors just have fun in our program and be able to do what we love and enjoy it at the same time.
We'll get more into that here in a little bit to have you guys kind of advertise some of your events. And also I think as we move forward here, for those that are listening that are students, recruiting them into your programs, which certainly here at Circle, we enjoy kids being in the band and the choir and doing all the things. And so I'll have Aaron go next.
I'd say, so I was homeschooled for the majority of my life. And just coming into the Circle band program, I'll just kind of go into that. I didn't really feel kind of like excluded at all. And I made friends really easily. I'd say it's really easy to connect just because the similarities of, like, you're playing instruments and you're all in the same room together, you're all doing the same thing. You can kind of connect on a personal level with that and then go from there with relationships and friendships.
I enjoy hearing that. I think we've all had experiences and I hear students talk about that all the time when they move into Circle. They feel like they're welcomed. And that's really exciting, and that's a testament to our student body and to our teachers and everybody involved. So now we get an opportunity to kind of talk about some band events coming up, and then we'll talk about some choir events coming up. But tell us about the Night of Jazz. Who would like to go with that, and what can people expect? We want them to come out and check this thing out because it's a really cool night. So anybody want to talk with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Night of Jazz. It's on May 2nd at 6 p.m. We have a band from Wichita come out, and we have a freelance band come out, and then we have our Circle High School and our Circle Middle School band come out, and we all play a collective concert, and then at the end, we all jam together, which is a pretty cool thing. But the dinner starts at 6. It is a taco bar, actually, this year. We always have interesting meals to kind of get people interested in to come and watch our performance. But yeah, absolutely. It's...
Well, and I would say that too. I think it's such a cool night. So I encourage our people to come out and participate in that and eat some tacos.
Yeah, absolutely. It's only $5 actually for the tickets. $15. Sorry, $15 for the tickets.
Okay.
To get a plate of a taco bar, actually. You get to pick, but it's pretty cool.
Night of Jazz has always been such a fun thing because it's a laid-back concert. It's outside. You bring lawn chairs and you sit in the grass and you eat dinner with all the people that you love, and getting to create music is just so fun. And we always wear Hawaiian shirts. And it's just so fun to hang out. And I don't know, I've always taken pictures with everyone, and it's a really chill, relaxed, laid-back event.
That's great. You know, we talk about the Night of Jazz, and we go to Stearman, and we go, you know, to the mall, and, you know, we perform in the parade, and you guys are doing a lot of great things to really bond our school and our community together, I think, in a lot of ways. So I know the answer to this, but how does it make you feel to kind of have a, I wouldn't say have a responsibility, but how does it feel that you're making some of that stuff happen? Because, you know, even at a football game, you're out there. I mean, your music or basketball game, it bonds our community with our team. So how does that make you feel?
For me, it's like an honor. Like the fact that I get to do something that I love, but also bond the community, like you said. And also just, I think music has always brought people together. And so it just makes the events more fun. And I'm really glad that I get to be in the program that allows people to feel that way.
Very good. Any other upcoming performances, bands we need to talk about that you guys would like to highlight? Anything going on outside of the Night of Jazz that you guys will be doing?
Choir actually has the variety show coming up.
That leads us right into that. So let's talk about that.
Absolutely.
I don't remember.
I completely, isn't it like May 7th? But our upcoming variety show, basically we have like all of our fine arts departments to come together and we perform at one night, and you can have solos for choir, So people can come and audition, and they can do their own acts for the variety show, kind of like a talent show format without all of the judging and grading. And so we'll just have – it's a great time every time because, you know, you get to see all of the departments come together and make one great concert, and then, you know, you have all of these single soloists that are just amazing. It's just – it's a great night to come to right after Night of Jazz as well.
That's great. I'm looking forward to seeing those things too myself. Well, a choir also has a big trip coming up next year. Talk about that a little bit. And, you know, what are you most looking forward to? And what kind of fundraiser things do you guys have in mind that you're looking to do and that the community can help you out with?
Yeah, so I unfortunately won't get to go on the trip. But the choir, a cappella choir next year, is headed to San Antonio, Texas. And they're going to go be a part of a national choir convention, I believe. And so they can, they'll perform there and they'll get ranked. And then there's also like an opportunity to work with a composer, and like get to be the first choir to sing their newest like song. And so I think that's really cool. But for fundraising wise, we are going to have a fundraiser before our variety show. May 6th is the variety show. and so we're going to have a fundraiser before. We're going to feed people dinner. So it's $15 a ticket. If you're at all interested in purchasing one, find any choir kid. But yeah, so it's going to be like an Italian dinner, and people can come in and eat for $15.
That's a great event. Anytime you serve food, people are going to show up, I hope. And I think that kind of leads us into, you know, the next thing, what kind of support can the community, myself, give you to continue moving your guys' programs forward?
I would just say for the community-wise, just showing up means a lot. And getting to be up on the stage and looking out and seeing, like, a packed auditorium is such, like, a surreal moment of just, like, looking at all these people who care about what you're doing.
Absolutely.
And so I would definitely say just, like, showing up and, like, yeah, honestly, I feel like that's the best thing that you can do. And, like, halftime performances and football games and pep band games and basketball and stuff like that, like, I would say those are definitely, like, the community. I feel like the community supports us really well
already. Absolutely, yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just showing up means a lot, so.
It is pretty exciting to see, you know, the concerts and things like that. And of course, you guys know I attend those things, and it is a packed house, which is awful good to see. But if you guys, we're closing up the podcast here. If you guys could describe your program, band, or choir in one word, what would it be?
That's a hard choice because there's so many words I think of.
I understand, and that's the beauty of it, right? But you get to pick one.
I might go with the most simple answer, actually, but music.
Very good. Anybody else want to share one word? Nick?
I would just say worthwhile. You know, I've done a lot of stuff at Circle, and it was really one of the few things that I've done and I've stuck with that just I haven't had second thoughts about or anything.
I just kind of say, like, family. Like, that's just what it feels like to me, more like a family that I can talk to, like anybody in there.
Good.
Encouraging.
Nice.
In the sense of we have each other to rely on, but we also have this thing that we all bond over and really, really care about. And so just getting to be around those people who care about the same things is so encouraging.
Well, before we close out, I would also like to give you guys an opportunity to give some shout out to some people that you probably need to thank for your programs and for your encouragement and for your family and for the worthwhile and also for the music. So what shout outs do you guys have for certain people in your lives that have done those things for you?
I have a couple. My first one is going to be Mr. Northerns. He's worked very hard, and I'm sure Carly can expand on this too, but he's worked very hard, and he's always said, you know, if the more effort we put in, the more effort he's going to pour into us. And so it's just always a back and forth thing with him. And then my second one is my family, and I think everyone can second that. We have our band parents and our band, And so they've just always been there, and there's a band or a band parent council, and my parents used to be on it. Carly's parents used to be on it. Did your parents? No. Okay. But yeah, they have a whole community, and they have meetings, council meetings. So it's just like our families have been so much help in all of our stuff.
And that takes a lot of organization, a lot of support. So, you know, on behalf of myself too, I want to thank all of those people because that's good. Aaron, what do you have, sir?
I would like to thank actually my sixth grade band teacher kind of getting me into it, which is actually Carly's mom, Wendy Goldsmith. She just kind of like introduced me. So I had fifth grade band, and then she introduced me into like actually playing for myself rather than for just a band. And so that really kind of started my musicianship. And so I really appreciate her for that. And then my parents have just been so supportive. So I'd like to thank them. They have, you know, not told me that music is a bad career option or anything like that. So they've kind of stuck with me and, you know, supported my choices through that. So I really appreciate that as well.
Thanks, sir. Thanks, sir.
So the first one that comes to mind for me, similar to Aaron's, would be my fifth and sixth grade band teacher, who is actually retiring this year, I believe, is Mr. Middleton from Pearl Hill. He's by far one of my favorite teachers I've ever had. But I've always sort of been interested in music, and he sort of sparked that interest and just kept it going, even though back then I was not very good.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out my mom, Mrs. Goldsmith, because definitely just me and all of my siblings has just distilled this love of music. But also Mr. Middleton, he gave me the opportunity to be a percussionist, and that was something that I had wanted to do since like second grade. And so he definitely helped that like passion grow inside of me.
Well, my shout out is thank you to you guys, and thank you to all of the people in band and choir. It's a really two important programs to our schools and our district, for sure. So thank you guys for your hard work. I know there's a lot of early mornings and a lot of late nights and a lot of extras, as you guys go and perform, these places, you know, Stearman and the parade and, you know, just all of the places that you guys go to show your talents to the world. So appreciate that. And I would also express my excitement that the choir is heading to Texas to gain that experience and do the thing. So we appreciate very much you guys joining us today. It's always a pleasure for me to, you know, get to talk to students. And as I mentioned, that's my passion. And so we appreciate you guys very much. So that's going to conclude our podcast for the day. So to stay up to date on what's going on with Circle Public Schools, make sure to follow us on Facebook at CircleUSD375 and visit our website at USD375.org. If you're a parent or guardian, make sure to check out information sent to you through Parent Square.
Do you have a question for us or a suggestion for an episode? Email us at media@USD375.org. We would love to hear from you.
Thanks again for joining us for the latest episode of T-Bird Talk. And as always, thrive in 375. See you later.